Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present Rob Ryder, one of the announcers here at AirVenture.
And apparently a Blue Angel.
An honorary, actually. At one of the great honors of my life, on September 30th of 2010, I was named the 46th honorary Blue Angel in the 66-year history of the team, or 67-year history.
Wow. So you get that honor for surviving a ride and not using the air sick bag?
No. I have had two rides with the Blues, one in the number 4 jet in 2006, and then in 2010, I got a ride in number 5. In 2006, I got sick after I got out of the airplane. In 2010, in February, in the number 5 jet, which was the most violent ride I've ever had in my life, I got sick in the jet after all the heavy G's were pulled and we were rejoining with a Delta. I'm going,
oh, that's terrible.
So that's where the call no joy came from.
Yeah, no joy. But the Blues have been exceedingly good friends over the years, and I've been able to be with them a lot, and they bestowed on me that honorary. The first Blue Angel honorary was bestowed to an actor, Ernest Borgnine. And he's Blue Angel number 1, and he just passed away the last couple of weeks,
right.
And Ernest was the number 1 guy. So there are now 47 honoraries in the history of the team, and I'm one of them, and they have allowed me to wear the crest. And
yeah.
This is since Blue Angel number 1, Greg McWhirter, Captain Greg McWhirter, is coming into town today here to Oshkosh. I decided I'd wear my Sunday suit, is what we call it with the Blues. It's not
there
the full
go.
Blue Angel suit. Doesn't have the stripes, but it is pretty much the same color, but they allow me to wear the crest, and I have my Blue Angels team coin, and so.
Very cool, very cool.
And I was listening this morning when you guys were talking to Wayne Boggs, and he failed to tell one of the big things going on in his life, and that's his working with the folks from the Aviators production company. He's the star of the new docuseries, Air Boss.
And I didn't even get his autograph.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Slipping.
We are slipping.
You know, there Wayne is an exceptionally talented guy in terms of Air Boss. I have said he's the guy that keeps the airplanes apart and the show together.
Yeah,
and,
that's a good way to put it.
He said it is showbiz, and it definitely is. Announcer Danny Clisham and I talk on the phone a lot, even though we only work together at a few shows each year. And Danny has said, you know, this is a show. And he's the kind of guy. Danny is the guy that kind of brought into our business the reference of the Friday show before the actual public shows not being practice but a rehearsal, because we're in show business, we don't practice, we rehearse. And so this show is do it on the fly. Everybody's a professional here, and you don't get to Oshkosh unless you're a pretty daggone good professional pilot to fly here and come here on the recommendations of longtime flyers here. But
it's the same way for the announcers.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, you didn't just walk up and say, hey, can I use a mic?
Yeah, really. You definitely have to be the best in the field.
And that's why we're in radio.
That's why we're in radio. that's why we're 3 miles from the comm center where all the announcers are.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But it's fun to be part of Oshkosh, and I do about 23, 24 shows a year.
You're a busy guy.
You are a busy guy.
Well, I also am blessed that I make my living as an air show announcer. I have been working with Sporty's for the past 26 years as the on-camera host of their training videos, but that's a freelance situation. Of course, I live in a gig economy. Everything I do is freelance.
Right.
But the air show business has been, you know, I hesitate to even say it, Betty, good to me. But I've been very blessed to be able to make a living at this. And, you know, most of the other people in our business have other jobs. I don't. I announce air shows, so I got to take care of the throat.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
Rob, you know, one of the things I've noticed, you and I are friends on Facebook here,
yeah.
Is you're always going, like, everywhere. Yeah, it's hard to see you stay in one place for more than 3 days.
It's kind of a gypsy life.
Yeah, it is. And the most difficult part of the whole deal is not doing the shows. As a matter of fact, some friends of mine who are in the musical show business say, we do the shows for free. We get paid to travel.
Well, there you go.
So that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. But certainly airline terminals or airport terminals are pretty tough. I spend extra money so I can enjoy a couple of the different airline lounges to sort of get away from the noise and the screaming babies and sit down there and have a Diet Coke for free. And I'm the best deal that the airline lounges have because I don't drink much.
There you go. That, and he doesn't talk much either because he's saving the voice.
Well, yeah, that's right. I like to be quiet.
Not only that, but he's also catching up on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other ones.
Yeah, and blogging on my website, robrider.com, and stuff like that. But this Airboss docuseries that Wayne is in is really pretty cool. The folks from The Aviators, who are going into their third season and will premiere their third season opening episode tomorrow night at Theater in the Woods, and I'll be there because they're doing a segment on me. So I'm going to MC that tomorrow night, I think 7-ish or something. But the Airboss series, docuseries, came out of an Aviators segment on Wayne. They followed him around and said, oh my gosh, this guy does everything. And so they decided to do a series on him. And I'm a recurring character. I come back in there. So Wayne and I get to do about 8 or 9 shows together a year. It's very, very fun to watch him. But they mic you up, and after a while, you forget you're mic'd. Oh, God.
I've heard the stories.
That's when the good outtakes come out.
Yeah, that's no fun. But anyway.
Yeah, I remember reading about an incident about something like that. That mic's in a men's room.
Yeah, and I used to be in the audio business, and I have mic'd up a couple of very, very powerful corporate executives, and I've heard them go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I never recorded it.
Yeah, okay. Good.
You guys have a great view here. This is amazing.
We do enjoy good real estate.
Rob, well, enjoy it while you can. That's about all we can
say.
That's
all we're going to say.
That's all we're going to say.
Are you? So there's a change of venue in the... you can.
So we've been led to believe.
Well, maybe it'll still be a place with plenty of sunlight.
That's what we're hoping.
I hope so. We hope
and
so.
Air conditioners that work.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's, you know, after yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday was a
first
downright.
First time I've ever been here and seen 100 degrees.
Really? You saw 100 degrees?
I saw 100 degrees on a car thermometer yesterday.
I wore a flight suit yesterday, and there have only been 2 times in the years that I've been announcing since I've been wearing flight show suits that I didn't wear a flight suit. Both of them were at Dayton. One was this year when it got up above 100 degrees, but I was in a flight suit yesterday, and it was really warm. I was afraid the Old Spice was failing me.
It's been so hot back in Pennsylvania, Rob, that I had to pull the fire bottle on my right armpit one day.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Oh, Eddie.
Too much information,
TMI.
Rob.
TMI. Way too much.
Yeah. That's why they keep the announcers away from the crowd.
Exactly.
That's right. Now, you guys are going to be carrying the segment today, the air show today here on EAA Radio,
yes,
right?
Correct.
Yes.
So do you know what time we're starting?
Oh, I usually, what is it, 2 o'clock, 2:30?
It's 2:30, I thought it was.
Probably for the
showcase.
For the showcase,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, then we'll be on and...
so
I don't know.
You don't even know, but you're on EAA Radio every time you announce.
Well, that's cool. I've told my wife to tune in. As a matter of fact, I don't know what I was thinking. I thought it was going to be on at 9:30, and so I apologize for being late.
No problem.
So my wife is about to tune in and listen, and I'm going to be saying, hey,
bye.
So long.
That's okay. She can buy it on DVD. Well, no, she can't.
No, she can't.
Well, it'll be in the archives.
It'll be in the archives.
She'll be able to hear it in the archives.
Is that right? You guys turned it into a podcast really quickly.
Well,
that's cool.
It'll be quick.
We have a whole bunch of gym turns downstairs, which they break these up and they'll replay overnight, and then the stream runs 24/7 all year.
Right.
So
yeah,
that's where you can hear it.
You can listen to us at eaaradio.net.
Yep. Anyway, thank you for joining us, sir.
Great to be here with you guys. I hope you have a wonderful day. It's going to be a good show. This is one of the such a superb lineup of performers. And with Blue Angel number 1 coming in, that'll be a nice addition to it. So you guys have a great day. I'm going to go have a great day. It's a little cooler, and I'm going to grab some breakfast. We brief at noon. We fly, guess what, 3:30, 2:30 for the showcase. Yep.